Carolyn Martin, and I'm talking art today with Michelle and Joe Straley, who run River Bend Retro, a vintage resale store specializing in mid-century modern design, furniture, and home decor, which is in Davenport. Welcome, Michelle and Joe.
Thank you.
I think your store is interesting. It gives us a reason to talk about mid-century modern design, and you're the only store in the Quad Cities that sells these objects. So what is mid-century modern design?
Well, mid-century modern design refers to the middle 20th century, around the 1950s. There was a population growth, a lot of interest in designing furniture to take advantage of what was being built at the time. Ranch homes were becoming really popular, and the older furniture, the antique Victorian stuff, was a little too ornate, a little too bulky for the new homes that were being built. And so mid-century modern design kind of came about to take advantage of the smaller spaces and the kind of what was going on at that time period. So,
And I'd read too that some of the materials were more scarce then, hence the use of plywood. And
that's correct. Yeah. A lot of furniture is actually wood veneer applied over plywood. And it's not a sign of quality or, you know, a lack of quality. A lot of really good pieces were made that way. And it, like you said, it was just taking advantage of what they had. And a lot of walnut was used, very popular wood for American furniture. And a lot of it was locally sourced right by the factories. They were near, you know, areas like that. So, yeah, they were just taking advantage of what they had at the time. So.
Right. When I hear plywood, I think of something that's a poor quality, but that's not true. The molded plywood forms are beautiful, and right. It allowed them to create more playful structures.
Right. Yeah. They also started introducing fiberglass, enabled to mold that, techniques that were introduced with technology advances. They really, really took advantage of a lot of the growth that was going on at that time.
To give the listener a mental picture of mid-century modern design, besides the use of metal and steel, glass, and then warmer woods, you mentioned walnut, they are playful shapes. Michelle, you described to me the word atomic and used that. It's very futuristic type furniture.
Yeah, more like space age. I think a lot of the furniture had the tapered legs, and that also made it look like it took up less space, form and function.
Yeah, I think that describes it very well. Where do you get your objects? Because this is a real resale store, I should mention. It's not new furniture, but it's very well maintained, and they're lovely pieces that you can pick up at your shop. Where do you get them?
Well, a lot of that, the condition and stuff, is a lot of a reflection of the people that owned it in the time period. People took really good care of their stuff. They didn't throw things away. They fixed it if it was broke. And we can't just go to a magazine or a catalog and order our stock. We go to estate sales. We go to auctions. We have people get a hold of us that are dealing with estates. And, yeah, it's actually 90% of the stuff we get is within probably a 30 or 40 mile radius of here. The Midwest was, and still is, kind of an area where a lot of the production was, a lot of the people that bought the furniture, the mentality just to keep it and not get rid of it until they moved on one way or another, really benefits us. We're kind of at ground zero as far as acquiring the stuff. We have dealers from all over the country and customers as well that buy from us because we're kind of close to the source here. A lot of things end up working their way up the food chain, so to speak, and end up in some pretty nice design stores in the bigger cities. So
yeah, you're located at 520 West 2nd Street in Davenport, which is just a block up from the Farmers Market, a block east from the Centennial Bridge. There aren't any other stores in this area that sell this. I think the closest are other stores are Peoria and Cedar Rapids and Des Moines.
That's correct. A few stores have random pieces here and there. As far as actually concentrating on it and really trying to celebrate the whole mid-century idea and concept. We're essentially the only store around here, but Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, Peoria, and if you go farther, of course, Chicago and Minneapolis and Madison, places like that. But we're kind of the regional one here. So
source, yeah. I saw several really great coffee tables in your store when I was in the other day. But you sell other things as well, a lot of household objects.
Yeah, a lot of things go along with the design of the furniture and the architecture. So of course they needed items to use in the home as well, and the idea of the simplistic clean lines of mid-century modern, you can see in silverware or vases or anything. It kind of comes through. And so essentially, if it's produced, like you said, between late 40s to, say, late 60s, you can find it in our store. And it just kind of all goes. There were other styles during that time, too. But that's why we concentrate just on the mid-century stuff. But if it was produced during that time, we'd sell it in our stores.
Yeah, so. Have it. Mm-hmm. I saw some great glasses. And, Michelle, we talked, too, about how some of that reflects the differences in entertaining. In the 1950s, people entertained perhaps more frequently, or at least in a different manner than
right.
we do now. There was, for instance, a set of glasses that were in a holder, and you could just, and they had a handle, and you could just lift it up, and you could just imagine carrying it into the dining room or wherever people were congregated, and a whole lot of ashtrays from the from the mid-century, which, it's a good thing we don't use those as much now, but they were fun, very retro, and it does remind you that it was a very much a different era. I think with the change in our community, downtown Davenport, downtown Moline, Rock Island, there are a lot more loft apartments going in. We're seeing younger people move in downtown, and I could see how that would be a boom for you, how really loft spaces just seem to fit your type of furniture very well. It seems like a perfect spot for you being downtown.
Yeah, it was probably not necessarily their idea or design to begin with, but it translates over now. We were out in LeClaire for a few years and liked it out there, but we always had our eye on downtown Davenport. It was where we wanted to be at some point, and a place came open, and we were lucky to get in there. And we think we're kind of getting into there on the kind of the ground floor of all the redevelopment down there. There's, I think, almost 1,500 loft apartments now. Just in downtown Davenport alone, like you said, Rock Island, Moline, they're all kind of following suit, and our stuff just fits really well. Our store kind of looks almost like a loft, and so I think when people see it in there, they really can tell that it's gonna work well in that environment. So,
yep, that's great. When I was reading a little bit about the education of the public, I think we are seeing so much more mid-century modern design, and in part because of popular TV series, for instance, Mad Men. The set was filled with Herman Miller design. Herman Miller's was one brand name people probably recognize. Noel, Eames, George
exactly.
Nelson.
Yeah, the Eames, Nelson, those Charles and Ray Eames and George Nelson. They worked for Herman Miller. A guy named Errol Saarinen designed for Knoll, and he's got a real strong local connection with the John Deere World Headquarters was designed by him.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and it's filled with
no
Herman
idea.
Miller furniture. So
really?
He one of the CEOs at the time had kind of the foresight to bring in a modernist architect, and it's a really neat building. In fact, they just did a documentary on Saarinen on one of the PBS stations, and I think it was their Masterpiece series or whatever it's called. And anyway, they did a little spot on that building, so it was neat.
I had no idea. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, yeah. We're kind of lucky to have, I don't know how many buildings he built, but we're lucky to have one here. So
it sounds like we are. The Museum of Modern Art has had some exhibits of mid-century modern design, and then there's a popular online retailer, Design Within Reach, and that's helped really get these designs out into the public eye. But I'm just so happy that you all have championed this and that you're making these items available so that we can easily see them.
Yeah, that brings up a point I wanted to make too about how there was a time period when this stuff kind of fell out of favor. The people that originally had bought it passed it on to their children or, you know, got rid of it one way or another. And shows like you said, Mad Men, kind of brought it back into the conscious of people and kind of made it more desirable and more popular again. And we've actually had some customers that had it when they were younger and got rid of it. And then they see it in our store and they're like, wow, that's a really cool piece. And they end up buying it again, actually. So that's pretty neat. But, you know, that's really been kind of a fun part of the store, too. So
people are somewhat fickle that way. And designs that are popular come and go. Things become fashionable and then become less so. And I'm personally happy to see this come back because I love lack of ornamentation. And I love the idea that to pursue good form, you strip away all the non-essential components and bring it down to its core, its essence.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's really, because of that, it's really become kind of a timeless idea and design. You can literally put a piece of mid-century modern furniture in just about any decor situation. And so many places now are either rediscovering their old designs or coming up with new ones that follow that same idea. And it's just really a very timeless sort of neat idea and design. So, mm-hmm.
Besides the U.S., the Scandinavian countries, especially Denmark, had their own movement, which I thought was all part of the same, but may have been parallel development.
Yeah, it really started back in, as far as I know, back kind of in two distinct areas, one here in the United States and one in Germany with the Bauhaus movement. And I think maybe that filtered over into Denmark and Europe. And then in America here, we had Frank Lloyd Wright, who is kind of credited with his shift from the prairie style over to the Usonian style, kind of ushered in this idea of open concept living, flat roof, clean lines, like you said, very clean looking, simplistic, minimalistic look. And those two sort of combined eventually, and I think in the early 50s is when it really blossomed. And so you have a lot of Danish designers that and Scandinavian designers that produce furniture that we have over here. Jens Rissom, Hans Wagner, Ludwig Mies van der Rohe, Marcel Breuer, the list goes on and on. American designers, you had George Nelson, Milo Bowman, Adrian Pearsall, all these guys, Paul McCobb. I mean, again, the list goes on and on. All these guys were really into that idea and that concept. So.
Great. I'm grateful for you all that you're here in the Quad Cities and that people can stop by and see your designs. Riverbend Retro is at 520 West 2nd Street in Davenport, and you're open Tuesdays through Fridays, 11 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 5.
Yeah, that's right. And they can check out our Facebook page. We keep all current inventory up there. We have a webpage, riverbendretro.com, that's kind of in the process of being built. And our Instagram page, things like that. You can keep track of what's going on at the store and find all of our new stuff on there. So
perfect. Michelle and Joe Straley, thank you so much for talking about mid-century modern design. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
This has been Carolyn Martin, Talking Art in the Quad Cities for WVIK. Theme music is provided by a Quad City legend, the late Ellis Kell.